Very pleased to be joined now by the general manager of the Calgary Hitmen, Jeff Chenoweth. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How about yourselves?
Doing well. It feels like we're slowly creeping our way back to maybe a little bit of a touch of normalcy. How are you handling what feels like month 932 of a pandemic?
Well, isn't that the truth? The novelty at the start was interesting and kind of different, but that novelty wore off long ago. I think we all want to get back to the new normal, whatever that is, and sooner rather than later, but obviously we got to be safe, and that's the most important thing moving forward.
And certainly for most people and everyone involved in this conversation, sports is very much included in whatever normal life is. And the WHL not too long ago releasing some talks or releasing some information as to what we all hope the restart or the start of next season might look like. As far as those discussions are concerned, how involved are you in particular with how next season is going to look?
Well, we've had our annual meeting a couple of weeks ago now, and we had a general manager's meeting the day before the Board of Governors, so I'm fortunate enough to be on both calls. So, you know, I hear a lot that goes on. There's lots of planning, much like the NHL, many different contingency plans, and, you know, the safety of everyone is first and foremost on our mind, as it should be, and on everyone's mind. So, you know, there's a lot of things to do before this happens, but, you know, you've got to plan for, you know, a date, and hopefully it comes to fruition in October. If it doesn't, you know what, we'll move it back. And I know the league has worked very hard and coming up with some different scenarios, and we'll continue to work hard because it's such a fluid situation.
I can't imagine what those conversations are like, because you have to plan for almost literally anything. Like, there isn't a handbook for, hey, by the way, if there's a worldwide pandemic that shuts down all of sports, just do A, B, and C, and you got this. Like, there are so many different variables that no one could even think of. I can't imagine the scenarios that might just get thrown out in those types of things.
Well, you're right. There is no playbook. And I mean, it's not something you plan for. No one in their lifetime thinks you're going to have a pandemic to this magnitude. And so, and it affects so many walks of life. So, you know, it's something that we're all learning as we go along. And, you know, we follow you see what the NHL is doing and the NBA, and, you know, NFL will be up next in Major League Baseball. So you can take a little bit about all those, you know, all those sports, and, you know, try to make it fit for Major Junior Hockey. And I know that, you know, we have to work with the four provincial health associations and also the two in the United States in Washington and Oregon. I mean, we got six jurisdictions for, you know, where our game is played. So there's a lot of things that have to happen to make sure that, you know, we are playing hockey at some point, hopefully in the fall.
That was going to be my next question, is how much of an added challenge is it when you have not just a multiple provinces involved to varying degrees of how this thing has gone, but also a couple countries involved as well.
Well, you're not mentioning either that the border has been closed for a few months, and it's going to be closed till July 21. And we've got five teams in the U.S. division that are, you know, obviously in the United States. So what happens with that? So, you know, again, there's so many unknown variables, as we talked about, that are going to come our way. And again, you know, you still have to plan for it to happen. Ideally, we want a 68 game schedule, you know, look at many different scenarios. Does that happen? Who knows what's going to happen? As I tell everybody, it's July 2nd. It could change 20 more times by August 1st. And probably will in looking at everything. But, you know, we're, as a league, I mean, we've done a really good job of trying to come up with some different scenarios and, you know, to see what might be able to happen. And, you know, not that there's a best and worst case scenario, because, you know, we're a ticket-driven league. 70% of our revenue is generated from ticket sales. So, you know, we need fans in the building. So, you know, we have to have, you know, I think Ron Robinson mentioned it in his conference call with the media a couple of weeks ago, you know, minimum 50% capacity. And, you know, I've got a lot of calls from people in the league and friends, and they say, well, how does that work in Prince Albert and in Swift Current, whether you've got the smaller venue, where you've got Edmonton and Calgary with the large venues that might be doable. So again, so many different things to consider.
One other thing that has me I guess, curious. Well, we saw the NHL draft lottery the other day, and I guess it was only phase one of the draft lottery, given how that played out. But normally, with the WHL season, one of the things that teams, in the first month or a bit, you can comment on is, well, I mean, things are going this way now, but we could get player X, Y, and Z back from NHL training camp. Or NHL games or whatever. I mean, if NHL ain't starting until December and you guys are rocking and rolling in October, what's the balance with that one? That would throw a bit of a wrench into things, I would imagine.
Oh, a big wrench. And I mean, you know, we've talked a lot and we're not just using our team, for example. I mean, what happens with defenseman Igor Zamula and defenseman who signed NHL players that will obviously play pro hockey, but when does the American Hockey League start if they don't make their respective National Hockey League teams? And if they come back, do you keep them for 3-4 months and then, oh, by the way, in January you lose them and now you're down overage spots and possibly import spots? So again, you know, I was talking to a prominent player agent the other day, and one of the things, you know, I asked him if he had heard anything, and obviously we all read what's going on with the NHL and the NHLPA with their negotiations. There's a lot of things on the table, and I'm sure these are some of the points that once they get all the stuff they're trying to do now, that will continue on, because you're right, how does that work? That affects so many teams. If you're building for a championship team and, oh, you have those players for 3 months and then you lose them on January 1st or whatever the date is when the NHL has their training camp when they come back, again, it's tough to plan for your roster.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine. And thank you for entertaining all of these questions where you could have very justifiably gone, I don't know, man, it's July, shut up. So I greatly appreciate you humoring me on a few of these as we chat with the general manager of the Calgary Hitmen, Jeff Chenault, here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Logan?
Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Logan. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, sir. Big day for the club the other day at the CHL import draft. Always a good chance to add some players to your roster. Now, usually in these situations, you're adding someone that you don't know a whole lot about. But in your guys' case, you get Jonas Pederick returning to your team. I'm just curious, did you guys do some research going into the draft to make sure that you were actually going to be allowed to draft him back to your team? It's a pretty interesting scenario there.
Well, what came about, Logan, was that each team has to protect their players or delete them. And once they become deleted, they send a list out to all the WHL teams. And anyways, the list came out earlier in the week, and Kelowna decided that they were going to release Jonas. And I don't think in talking to his agent, it wasn't with his way he played. You know, they were supposed to host the Memorial Cup this year, and obviously no Memorial Cup. And they gave up a lot of assets, not only not this year, but moving forward. And I think that their mindset was if they're going to start the rebuild, they might as well get younger right off the bat and try to get a younger import forward. So that was our understanding that why they didn't bring him back. He had some options in the USHL. He was drafted in that league, I think, a couple years ago. And, you know, for us, as we went along, we started to discuss it as a group. We looked at it, and with the unknown this year, like usually the import draft happens 3 days after the NHL draft. Well, that didn't happen. Then you've got the, you know, the worldwide pandemic with COVID. What happens? Are these other countries going to allow these players to leave the borders of their respective countries? So, you know, all the unknowns, and we just felt that, you know what, you know what, Jonas had a good year last year, and he'll have a better year next year, but he loved the city of Calgary. He loved his Billet family, very well liked by his teammates. The coaching staff had nothing but good things to say about him, and we just thought, you know, it gives us more depth in the 0-1 age group. You guys have heard me say before, you win in the Western Hockey League with 18, 19, and quality 20-year-olds. Well, you know, we think our 20-year-olds are, depending on who comes back, to answer Peter's point earlier, we're going to have a pretty good group of forwards. And then you can add some more depth with the 19-year-olds. So, you know, there's no substitute when you can add a top-six guy. That familiarity is so important. I mean, I always tell people, put you in the middle of the Czech Republic at 17 and 18 and see how you adapt. It's going to take time. And I don't care how good a player you are. I mean, it's just a different culture. So I think from Jonas's end, he was excited to come back. And, you know, we just think that that familiarity is so important whenever we get back to playing hockey.
And tell us about your other draft pick, a young defenseman out of Belarus.
Well, he's a big physical defenseman. We are familiar with the agent. The agent for Alexei is based out of Calgary. We've selected a number of his players over the years, including Igor Zamula, and prior to that, Vladislav Yeremenko. So we're very familiar. The agent knows, you know, what it takes to play in the Western Hockey League. And so, you know, we watched a lot of video, both myself and Dallas Thompson and Mike Moore and Steve Hamilton. And, you know, we looked at him and we thought, you know, Alexei would be a good complement to the other 2003 defensemen that we think have a good chance to make our team next year. So every one of those three guys adds a different element to the hockey club. And, you know, I think that's important as you move along. And more importantly, with a young defenseman compared to Jonas, is you can be patient. As a 17-year-old, you don't have to throw him right into the fire. Give him a chance to adjust to the North American lifestyle, adjust to the game on the smaller rink, and hopefully have success, because he's kind of got some other players ahead of him where you're not counting on him to play key minutes right off the bat.
And just a thought on the overall impact a CHL import draft has on you year to year, or even in the last few years. The Hitmen have had success in bringing in, you know, quality players that have made an impact on the team. I look back at Vladislav Yeremenko, Pavel Karnikov, guys like that. Then the franchise has a good history of bringing guys like that in. How much goes into the import draft? How much are you, you know, really counting on these guys to be a part of the organization moving forward?
Well, when I first started in the league and we started having the import draft, we expected the import players to be a top six forward or a top four defenseman. And, you know, obviously as our game grew, I mean, and the leagues in Europe started to sign those younger players earlier in their careers, as they should have. I mean, they want to keep their best players at home wherever possible. So, you know, it's changed now in the sense that, you know, ideally you want a guy that can play in your top nine and in your top six. But in Jonas's case, we believe that what we saw last year and the skill set that he brings, he'll definitely be a top six for us. And so, you know, the research that goes into it is different this year because there was no NHL draft. So you're talking to your NHL contacts and scouts and getting reports from other teams. You're talking to agents. You know, we do the same thing we do every year. This year was just a little more difficult because there wasn't as many names available. And secondly, there was no NHL draft 3 days before.
Chatting with the general manager of the Calgary Hitmen, Jeff Chenoweth, here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. As we get ready for, I mean, whatever normal looks like in the next little bit, there's a chance, while there are plans in place for you guys to come back, we don't know what lower levels of hockey are going to look like. How does that, how does potentially not having a season next year affect how you guys would go into next year's Bantam draft and things of that nature?
Good question. Don't know if I can answer that one. That'll be my first one. Geez, I don't know. I think that, again, you hope people are going to come back. But again, what's it going to look like in August 1? And I would say, you know, when we started this in March and we all shut down, I mean, you know, who thought you'd be in restaurants in 2 months? You know, who thought we'd be, you know, the phases would be moving along? Who thought that we'd have hub cities in Toronto and Edmonton, hopefully? Like, all these things that we didn't know, because it changes all the time. So, you know, I think minor hockey is planning with Hockey Canada, obviously, to play. How will it look? I don't know. That's a good question. And, I mean, it will affect a lot of the things we do. Obviously, the 2006 Bantam draft, our players born in 2006 is next year. So, you know, there'd be a lot of good players, and where are they going to go play? That's the bigger thing. And so, you know, that's hopefully it doesn't come to that. But again, it might be a delayed, much like a lot of leagues, including ourselves, it might be a delayed start.
God, just saying 2006 draft just kind of hurts my soul. I remember the 2006 NHL draft. I have video games older than kids you're drafting into the dub right now. I'm feeling very
don't
old right now.
Don't admit that. You never say those things. You don't want that. You know what? No. You know what? It's like fine wine. You age well.
Yeah, I'm. I believe the saying is I'm aging more like cheese, but I do appreciate that. a couple more here with Jeff Chenoweth. We've with a number of the leagues that are coming back, we've heard a bunch of different scenarios. I was very much hoping for a World Cup style format in the NBA. They just kept it boring and went with the regular season. But are we at the point now where there's wild scenarios getting thrown out in some of these calls? Like, look, if we can't do it, we'll just have like an all Alberta tournament, and the winner of Alberta plays the winner of BC, plays the winner of the States, plays the winner of Saskatchewan, and the two Manitoba teams can just do whatever they want. Are we at that point yet?
No, we're not at that point. We've, like I said, we've looked at lots of different scenarios, but not to that extreme. Again, we will do whatever we can. You know, again, as I said earlier, I mean, we need fans in the building, so we have to work with the health jurisdictions in our six areas and come up with a plan that they're acceptable. The league has done a great job on putting a protocol together, much like the NHL did. And you know, again, we are going to make sure the safety of all our people involved, including the fans and the players and everyone involved with Major Junior Hockey, is safe before we get back on the ice.
Jeff, what's the off-season look like from a general manager's chair as far as player movements and scouting and all that? Has it felt like a different off-season for you guys, a little more trepidation between teams to make moves perhaps?
Well, some teams have made moves, and I understand why they've done that. We can't do that, and as I told someone the other day, is our 20-year-olds, we don't know what's going to happen with them. So, as an example, Toronto didn't sign Riley Stotts, so if he doesn't get drafted in the NHL draft here in September or whenever it is, well, okay, he's a free agent, right? So, you know, does he come back? Carson Folk is eligible to be signed by the Vancouver Canucks. What happens? Do they sign him? So, and then you've got the unknown of you've got Wu and Zamula, like I talked about earlier. You've got Orko Weisblatt and Josh Prokop. So you've got lots of choices, but you can't really go make a trade, because if you made a trade and then all of a sudden you lose someone else, you could be short. And then you got to go trade for that player. So, you know, from my end, you know, I think you. You know, you have to keep all your options open and see what happens down the road. I mean, you know, we're no different than any other 21 teams in the Western Hockey League. We like to make our team better if we can, and we think we made it better at the import draft last week. But, you know, there's always little things that we want to do better, but we've kind of got to wait to see how everything pans out first.
And I would imagine that there would be a bit of, like, trepidation. Like you said, you want to make your team better. You want to build toward a championship team, but also, like, there's a lot going on in the world, and having a discussion with an 18-year-old, like, okay, we appreciate it, but with everything going on, now you're going to have to go down to Seattle for a year. Like, it would be a weird conversation to have, for sure, I would guess.
No question. And obviously their parents would have something to say about that, as they should. And
yep.
So, you know, those are the things that, you know, I've seen some of the trades that have gone on since prior to our Bantam draft in April. And that's good that could happen and all that. And again, we've talked to some teams, but, you know, mostly on our team, it's about our 20-year-olds. And we're not in a position to trade any of them. We think our 20-year-olds, whenever they come back or whoever they are as good as any team in the league, and they're so important to any team's success. And all our guys are homegrown 20-year-olds, which is a big part of any organization's success. So, you know, we're excited that, you know, we're going to have some, you know, options to choose from.
A couple more here with the general manager of the Calgary Hitmen, Jeff Chenault. Now that the import draft is over, we are at the point now where you would have been in the offseason anyway, although we've been here a little bit longer. What is keeping your time occupied? I'm imagining you've watched as much game film as any human being has in the history of time with the time you've had. What are you doing to pass the time these days?
Well, you answered it right there. It is our off season. It just feels like a long off season from about March 17th on. And you know, as we were talking the other day, other than, you know, in a normal year, the only thing we would be doing in after the import draft is finalizing training camp, finding our numbers, who's coming to camp, you know, like where do we got to fill it, to fill out a roster for training camp for the different teams. You know, really, that's the only thing that's not normal right now, because you don't know when training camp is going to be. So this is traditionally our slower time. That's Major Junior Hockey. I mean, you know, the import draft is kind of, you know, the start of, you know, a couple months or 6, 7, 8 weeks of slowdown, and then usually the middle of August you start up full bore again. So, you know, this is not an abnormal summer that way. It's just right now we don't know when we're coming back and what it's going to look like.
Well, Jeff, you've been very generous with your time today. We do really appreciate it. Hopefully we can have you back when there are actual games that we can ask you about.
I would love to come back, and I'm always available, and I appreciate chatting with you guys.
Oh, we appreciate it too. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
You take care. Have a great day.